Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Version Control Systems. Git. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Tools and Current Trends in Backend Development in the Backend Development for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of version control, basic Git commands and workflows, and how to collaborate effectively with Git in development teams by the end of this lesson. You will be able to utilize Git for version control in collaborative projects, enhancing your efficiency and effectiveness in your development tasks. Main content. Introduction to version control and its importance. Version control is a system that records changes to files over time, allowing you to track modifications and revert to previous versions if necessary. This is particularly important in collaborative environments where multiple developers are working on the same codebase. By using version control, you can manage changes systematically, ensure consistency, and maintain a clear history of your project. For example, imagine you and your team are developing a financial application. Without version control, if one team member makes changes that introduce bugs, it becomes challenging to identify the source of the problem. However, with version control, you can easily review the history of changes, identify the developer who made the problematic update, and revert to a stable version of the code. This capability significantly reduces the risk of errors and enhances team collaboration. Version control also provides an opportunity for developers to work on different features or fixes simultaneously, which is crucial in fast-paced environments like finance. By having a robust version control system in place, teams can ensure that everyone is aligned and that the integrity of the codebase is maintained. Basic Git commands and workflows. Git is a widely used version control system that enables teams to collaborate on software development projects efficiently. To begin using Git, you first need to install it on your machine. Once installed, you can start using basic commands to manage your projects. Creating a repository. To create a new Git repository, you use the command. This initializes a new repository in your current directory. Adding files. After making changes to files in your project, you need to stage them for commit. You can do this with the command. To stage all changes, you can use committing changes. Once your files are staged, you can commit the changes with. This command saves your changes along with a message describing what you did. Checking status. To see the status of your repository, including staged and unstaged changes, you can use viewing history. To view the commit history, the command displays all commits made in the repository, helping you track the evolution of your project. These commands form the backbone of Git workflows, allowing you to manage your project effectively. Familiarizing yourself with these commands can greatly enhance your productivity and streamline your development process. Collaborating with Git in development teams. Collaboration is a core function of Git, enabling multiple developers to work on the same project without overriding each other's changes. One common workflow for collaboration is the branching model. Creating a branch. When working on a new feature or bug fix, developers create a new branch using. This isolates their changes from the main codebase, allowing for safe experimentation. Switching branches. To switch to a different branch, you use. This allows you to work on different features simultaneously without conflicts. Merging changes. Once a feature is complete, you can merge your branch back into the main branch, often called OR. Using. This integrates your changes into the primary codebase. Handling conflicts. Sometimes, merging can lead to conflicts if changes overlap. Git will notify you of these conflicts, and you must resolve them manually before completing the merge. By using branches, teams can work in parallel, reducing bottlenecks and enhancing productivity. This workflow is especially useful in the fast-paced finance industry, where timely updates and features are critical. Furthermore, utilizing pull requests allows for code reviews before merging changes, ensuring that the code quality remains high and that all team members can contribute to the development process. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered the importance of version control and how Git serves as a powerful tool for managing changes in collaborative development projects. You learned basic Git commands and workflows, as well as best practices for collaborating effectively within your team. By mastering Git, you position yourself as a more competent and valuable developer in the finance sector, ready to handle complex projects with ease. Reflection questions: how can version control improve collaboration within your development team? Can you identify a situation in a previous project where version control could have mitigated a problem? What steps will you take to implement Git in your workflow moving forward?